Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished entrepreneur, come social entrepreneur, Mr. Ajinkya Dharia from Pune, India. Ajinkya, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh.
Ajinkya is the founder and CEO of PadCare Labs. He's a mechanical engineer and a sanitation entrepreneur, and he's pursuing a dream of a sustainable society. So Ajinkya, let's start with talking about PadCare Labs. Tell me about this venture and what was your motivation to start it?
Yeah, sure. Just directly jumping on the pad here, let me just go in my childhood days, right? Since I think I was 4 years old, I was surrounded by my family. They are coming from business as well as social background. So I was clear, right, when I was first standard, I want to do something for the society and something, the engineering is what it was in my mind. So throughout this journey, right, initial days, my interest area to the bring the machines to understand what exactly mechanical stuff into the machine goes, right? I graduated in 2017 in mechanical engineering discipline. Again, this engineering program where I have most of the time spent into the labs while working on the sustainability, waste management, water conservation, and started developing different small prototypes to solve very small societal problems, like how we can reduce the tap water conservation, right? Another thing that what I have worked on in terms of how I can get energy as a, like I can get energy like from the silencers back, right? This is something small project I started working on. But interestingly, throughout this journey, one thing that was I observed common, the empathy towards the consumer, like where my probably the key strength is to understand the consumer behavior, understand what problem they are facing in first few interaction. So that was a strength. And interestingly, in 2017, I got opportunity to go to some kind of landfills. And that time I literally seen the waste pickers, RAS pickers, our fellow citizens carrying this kind of waste by using their hands, like sanitary napkins, diapers. That was trigger point. And when I asked them, why you are doing this? Use gloves. Basically, they told me about what challenges they are facing. There is no segregation and all. So first thing I did, I call my mom. I asked, how you dispose sanitary napkin? So she told she's just putting the dustbin in a common waste. That is the disposal method. From the consumer perspective. But that is not end of disposal. Then when I dig down, I came to know that there are major three challenges in this complete domain of the sanitary waste, diapers and napkin. First problem, female need accessible disposal mechanism at source while maintaining their privacy. So there is no supply chain. Third, right now in India alone, billion pads are getting generated. 98% of this waste is going into landfill and water bodies, and a single pad takes 800 years to decompose.
Wow.
So that was huge among us social, economical, environmental problem, right? And it is this, why economical? Because this 15 pads take approximately 1 liter of the area. It is consuming and it takes 800 years, right? So I have interacted with more than 1,500 females to understand problem in depth. Where I came to know that there are challenges in terms of utility aspects, behavior aspects, and psychological aspects. With the design thinking approach I have taken, but before that, this 2017-2018, I got opportunity to work along with ISRO, IIT Delhi, and another company called NanoX as a R&D engineer in some nanotechnological domain, but parallelly started working on this. And probably it is luck, where the government of India also started looking for the similar kind of solution on the diapers and napkin recycling, how it can be managed. And then in 2018, where we received small grant from government of India to develop this prototype, like idea was there to develop the prototype, that was a trigger where the journey of the pad care started with vision to create sustainable societies by enhancing hygiene standard. This is in short how journey started, and this is something that triggered.
Ajinkya, tell me, you know, I want to understand what exactly is PadCare doing? You know, are you developing pads that are biodegradable, or are you working on solving the problem of disposal?
So in short, Padcare Labs is a startup providing menstrual hygiene management as a service to right now B2B clients, organizations, education institute having large human footfall while taking care of awareness, accessibility, and sustainable disposal and recycling of this kind of waste.
I see.
Our core tech, we as Padcare, not manufacturing the sanitary napkins, but we are solving the existing problem of the traditional sanitary napkins processing and recycling.
Okay.
Right now, incineration is only technology which has to be 800 degrees Celsius, which comes along with a demerit like smoke, smell, high recurring cost, high setup cost, right? And another issue in terms of the biodegradable parts where there is high chances to if they require industrial composter. They are just solving one problem. The thing that is taking care of 800 years to decompose, that is going to happen within just 8 months in the industrial composter. But that is going to create a microplastic related challenges. Supply chain issue is already there. Then access disposal problem is already there. That is solving very small problem. So at Padcare, our core technology lies into recycling of this kind of sanitary napkins and converting them reusable material where we are getting cellulose and plastics. And you cannot imagine, right? This kind of paper, paper is made from the recycled parts.
Wow.
This plant pots is made out of recycled parts. Then probably at the back end, you are seeing that agent of change, right? There is a kind of certificate and that frame. That again frame is made out of the recycled sanitary napkins. Then there is it is paver block, right? This paver block is made out of this plastic.
Amazing.
So we understand. Are giving, giving her another life.
But you know, you also mentioned that you know there were three reasons. One is the customer, from a customer perspective, the customer will probably just dispose it in the waste paper basket. Then there has to be what can be a reverse supply chain because you need to pick up the used product, and then what do you do with it? So. Take me through the process of how do you collect all these used pads and how do you handle the hygiene part of the used pads? And then how do you extract to make the wonderful products you're making?
Sure. So here, let me just take a step back. In our case, the users and the customers are different. Users are the beneficiaries. Users is not right now paying for that. Where when we are installing this at a client location, we provide the Padcare bins. Padcare bins is a small compact device that is solving female centric issues in terms of their health, hygiene, while maintaining their privacy, which is sensor operated one where user have to put the pad in and this pad can be stored for more than 30 days without any odor, without any bacterial growth, in which our vapor phase technology. So that is, we are solving one problem of the safe collection. Then with our dedicated service mechanism, that is something we are providing this free to use basis. These boxes, safe boxes, we are providing free to use basis at a client location. With our dedicated service, we are going there. We are collecting this pad as per the pollution control guidelines because there are certain guidelines there how to collect this kind of hazardous waste. And after collecting this waste or sanitary napkins at our end, every liner has a one QR code. We are scanning that QR code. That QR code is giving us data from where these pads are coming from, at what date, what quantity, and we are sharing this data back to the client as an impact reporter. Another thing, this after scanning, we are putting this collected pads in the EHS safety manner into our system. That is, works on the that is our core technology, which is called the Padcare Central Processing Unit. Padcare Central Processing Unit is world's first absorbent hygiene product processing and recycling system, which works on the chemomechanical methodology and provide 5 Ds, where 5 Ds are disinfection, deodorization, decolorization, disintegration, and deactivation of superabsorbent polymer at standard temperature and pressure. We are not using any elevated temperature because this superabsorbent polymer at elevated temperature is carcinogenic. This throughout this process, 150 pad at a time, at the output, we are getting very good kind of cellulose. This cellulose and this is a plastic. right? This cellulose and plastic in India, the cellulose particularly, no one manufactures. This is imported from the mostly Canada and European countries. We are getting good value out of it. And this is how we are providing everything as a service to our client in terms of processing and disposal part of it. Then if you think what, if you like just connect the dots, what we are trying to do, that we are trying to create a circular economy inside the female washroom, where female is connecting the dot. How I access the pad, how I dispose the pad in a sustainable way, and this kind of frame, right? They are installing the, again, washroom where female is, oh, I are disposing, and this is a frame that is saying the pad that is disposed, this paper is manufactured after that. So we try to empower our customers or the consumers, like, because this is segregation is the, going to be the key. And how the business model runs here, there is a regulatory requirement to the each and individual corporate right now to separate center napkins separately in a prop and dispose in the proper way. We are aligning with their sustainable development goals, ESG related goals, then waste management related goals, then others as well. And this data, we get the data, right? This data can be very useful to the pad manufacturing companies as well. We sell this PNG, they sell with the PNG and Kimberly Cup.
Very interesting. So what you are saying is that you have these disposable bins, pad care disposable bins. Are you putting them in different societies, or is it going into different homes? How are you handling that part?
We are not right now on the housing society purpose. Yes, definitely there is target groups. And right now we are working with a different set of groups. Right now we have chose to top to bottom approach. B2B is something, regulatory alignments and everything is there, right? So what we are right now doing, we are taking a baby step. We are creating, targeting little bit B2B first, then the second layer is the housing societies or education institute. Housing societies, we are doing, working, actually we have not commercially launched anything yet. We are working, doing certain pilots. Housing societies, the challenges are different because there are multi-stakeholders and there is no regulatory compulsion. Where we are providing some pouches to the users, we are selling that pouches to the users, where we are taking care of that collection of these pads, where their local janitors going there, right? Waste pickers, they are collecting it, we are incentivizing them. After every 15 days, we are collecting this from housing societies, and then same we are recycling as right now what we are doing.
Amazing.
And yeah.
And you also said that the pad manufacturers, do they also have some kind of regulatory requirements, like, you know, that is there for the chip manufacturers, where they have to pay 25 paisa per pouch or something? Is there some similar regulatory requirements for the environment for the pad manufacturers?
Yeah, it is coming in as a part of extended producer responsibility, where they have to show this data, how we are taking care of the waste the FMCG companies or pad manufacturing companies have done. But right now it is not enforceable. Guidelines are coming into it. I think probably by 2023, this can be enforced into the pad manufacturing companies, and this thing can be taken care of.
Wow. It's incredible. I mean, I had no idea that you could actually extract virtually everything, you know, from the plastic to the other chemical that you spoke about to the paper, and, you know, full marks to you. And are you planning to scale this up nationally? Because you'll probably need small plants everywhere if you want to go across the whole country.
So right now, if you look, right, so current our business model is company-owned, company-operated model. We are working in two cities, Pune and Mumbai, serving 30 plus clients within just last 3 months and serving more than 25,000 females. Where it has a different ask, it has a product, it has a service, it has a back-end supply chain and reverse logistics. Although we are expanding in two models, company-owned company-operated model, and second is company-owned franchisee-operated model, where we are looking for, right now, within a year, we are targeting tier one cities. There are 8 cities in India, and there are another 110 tier two cities in. We are targeting tap this tier one and tier two by end of 2024. And how we are going to do that? With our partnership approach. Second, where is our direct approach? But if you look, there is huge scope of this kind of stuff. We are just taking care of B2B, right? You can imagine every education institute have similar kind of system. Every housing societies can have a similar, like how the composter are there. Every housing societies will have a similar kind of stuff. Then PMC, Pune Municipal Corporation level, right? PMC, BMC, Municipal Corporation level, Taluka level, Panchayat level, right? Where is a, like if you look, half of the population of this world probably can be our beneficiary.
Well said.
But we, yeah, and we are trying to enter, like although we started very small right now, but we are diverging our scope of work, our target groups, while taking a step at a time. We are coming with a 5 metric tons plant as well, one of the leading municipal corporation. So this can be done for them. So this is a multiple approach that what we can take to serve our nation as well as our consumers.
Very interesting. So Ajinkya, let's now move to the next segment and let's talk of sustainability. You know, when you talk of pursuing a dream of a sustainable society, what do you mean? I mean, of course, you're doing an amazing amount of work on sustainability when you talk of pad, you know, managing all the used pads.
Yeah. Let me just again reiterate the vision statement, right? The pad care is creating, we are trying to create a sustainable societies by enhancing hygiene standards. So there are two aspects. One is sustainability, one is hygiene. Hygiene is a process, a methodology, because that we can give a good health. That brings a good health, right? Sustainability, the actions and methodology that what you are taking, how it is aligned to the environment and the nature, right? So when we look in the longer day-to-day activities, number of things what we do, right? As a pad care, if you look, hygiene is there. And how we are providing this hygiene? By bringing more sustainability into that. When we enter into any washroom, right, you can see soap dispenser are there, air fresheners are there, then urinal screens in the men's washrooms are there, and toilet papers are there. When a single person enters into any kind of washroom, he consumes number of consumables inside that washroom and creates huge environmental impact indirectly, because because this consumables has having different chemicals, organic, inorganic chemicals into that. And a single example, right? How, although urinals, men's urinal screen, we use that urinal screen, right? That is one time use. After using every month, and that is a recurring, they have to change within 15 days or 30 days, it enters into the landfills, right? So what we are trying to do that, we are trying to improve the hygiene in the male, like in different domain, right? This is something just not about washrooms, but right now I'm talking in that perspective.
Sure.
We are trying to improve the hygiene while creating more sustainable ways to solve that problem. That is one thing. Second, if you look, as we are urbanizations are increasing, like on global level, globally, right? We started using different kind of feminine hygiene, femtech products, right? As a man, female, they require different kind of hygiene product. And after COVID, everyone is started like, and that is going to definitely is going to come up with a different story because under AMR, like antimicrobial resistance and different kind of stuff, because we have started more posh, right? Everyone to be more hygienic. But if we are more hygienic, then there is a chances of getting this more. Because we will reduce our resistance, right? But if you look, this uses of the alcohol, chlorine, throughout this hygiene industry is huge. And we are trying to bring that in different ways. So in short, pad care is going to take every action to improve the hygiene of the society with different mechanisms and the methodologies that will align with the will take care of the sustainability and nature, while keeping them at the center. Like very short, maybe probably will take us very baby steps towards that. But yes, that is something our vision is. And personally, my vision is, because what I have heard recently, the next probably like, yes, this decade, but after 2025, there are more, will be more than 10 to 50 more unicorns from coming from climate background, because that is going to be the urgency, right? Where the how things are happening, how things are changing very fast, right? So,
Fantastic. So, I've got time for one more question, Ajinkya. I mean, you know, I'm so amazed at the work that you're doing. You know, you've spoken about the consumer accepting, you know, that they've got to dispose it in a sustainable manner. You've spoken about how the municipalities and governments are supporting you. I'd love to get your perspective on how is this happening in urban India and rural India.
Okay. So there are two differences, right? Rural and the urban. As per recent FPI data, Family Planning Association of India, we got to know that almost 40% Indian females are using one-time disposable pads. Then there are someone uses the traditional pads. There are someone uses traditional methods to get so. So if you look on the rural area right now, most of these resources are going into the awareness about menstrual hygiene or menstruation, right? It is most of these resources, and they were leading very good NGOs like Unabated India, then Swadesh Foundation, then Tata Trust, Infosys Foundation, number of foundation are working for rurals to increase the awareness around menstrual hygiene. Mm-hmm. So their problem is not disposal. Their major problem is to use right menstrual hygiene product to improve their own reproductive system. Mm. The sanitary napkin issue, probably diaper issue will be there, right? It's not top priority. If you look and vice versa, in urban India, most of them are aware, most of them are using good quality of products, awareness is there. Major issue, hygiene and how they are going to dispose it. And if you look at the Pune where we are living, they are generating 25 metric tons sanitary napkin waste, including pads and diapers separately per day. Wow. And where it is going? They are not able to, incineration is something someone has to pay to get rid out of it. Mm. Right. So, in short, in the rural, is still awareness is a focus. Mm. In the urban, awareness is a clear. It is more about how we are providing end-to-end system and closing the loop of this kind of circular economy.
Okay.
Yeah. Adoption from the rural, challenges of the rural India is facing different. It is more about their own health, reproductive system here. And their NGOs are working very greatly. Government is also pushing them and supporting them. Sorry. And here in the urban, it is more about how we are going to get. Because in just to give you an idea, a single baby in US uses 8,000 diapers in the initial 2 to 3 years.
Wow.
In India, the diaper usage is very high. Started getting, notice 2,000, 3,000 diapers. Our adult population is increasing. If you can see recently, the adult diapers advertisement on TV is increased. Right? Like why? Because the baby diapers, adult diapers, sanitary napkins, everyone has this kind of common material. And that is something we are solving this issue, just not for the females, but yes, for the complete society.
Amazing. Ajinkya, on that note, thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about the incredible work you are doing in Pad Care Labs. You know, I mean, I've always known about the issue of, you know, how do you collect used pad cares because they are not biodegradable. But talking to you has, you know, opened my eyes on the amazing work that you are doing, on the incredible opportunities that you are creating. And I can just say thank you for what you're doing for Mother Earth and for our country. Thank you.
Thank you, Ashutosh. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.